The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We've heard of creeping socialism, but now we have walking socialism. The national government is considering the takeover of a number of large financial institutions. It seems their owners took bad risk with loans to consumers, and now those businesses are near bankruptcy. The president wants the government to take over these failing businesses and get them back on their feet. This is unabated socialism, and it does not work. Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning summed the situation up very accurately when he said, quote, "This massive bailout is not the solution. It is financial socialism, and it is un-American. It's being promised that if we let the taxpayer pay the debt of these businesses, that it will save the economy from collapse. While I've had enough personal experience making bad business decisions to sympathize with anyone who makes that mistake, to let government, which is us, Mr. Taxpayer, pay that debt is simply stealing. It violates the 8th commandment of the 10 commandments, thou shalt not steal. If I buy things on credit and I can't pay for them, should I expect every taxpayer in my county to each pay some and pay off my total debt? How ridiculous, how wrong. But that is what is being proposed in Washington. The Bible teaches we must live with the decisions we make. We will reap what we sow, be that good or bad. The Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. This is true for business owners too. If we make the wrong decisions and go broke, should we expect the taxpayer to bail us out? The Bible teaches we should look to God, repent for wrong decisions, and seek counsel from godly pastors and business owners who can teach us what we need to know to succeed. We must look to God, not government, in times of financial crisis. This method turns us toward God instead of away from Him. If we try to insulate ourselves from reaping what we sow, we work against God in His effort to bring us to repentance and faith in Him. In the first 3 centuries of America's existence, we turned to Jesus Christ in the midst of our crisis. And oftentimes, the crisis was the very thing God used to work revival in this land that was birthed for the purpose of getting the gospel to the next generation. The pilgrims fasted, repented, and prayed in the midst of a drought. Once they returned to the Lord, the rain came that very day. In the war between the states, President Lincoln asked the nation to fast, repent, and pray. As a result, 4 months later, the Battle of Gettysburg turned the war in favor of the North. Hundreds of thousands prayed before and during the Normandy invasion in World War II. June 6, 1944 was the only night the German patrol boats did not check the Normandy coast. The Allied forces landed, and you and I are still free today, instead of speaking German. Let's let the current financial crisis in America turn us to the God who made us. Let us repent of our desire for pleasure, possessions, and prestige instead of Him. Let's accept His chastening with this crisis, admit our sins, and ask Him to heal our land. He promises, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." Will you start the repentance? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.